The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
I'm very excited to finally talk to Charles Chen, who is the founder of rawyouth.org. I think it is .org.
Yep.
Charles, did I get that right?
Yes, you got it right. I'm super excited. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
What an incredible success story you are, kind of turning your life around and creating health and
sharing it.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, right? Sharing is caring, because I feel like if you know it all and you just kind of keep it to yourself, you know, what benefit does that do to the rest of the world? So
right on. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in this sort of raw, healthy lifestyle. Give us a quick background.
Yeah, so at one point in my life, I'm 25 now. At the age of 15, I weighed up to 260 pounds. So I was overweight, ate McDonald's almost every single day, just was lethargic, pre-diabetic, just hit an all-time low at my early stage of my life, and I had to reclaim my health. I quickly realized, you know, the food I was putting into my body was really correlated to my overall well-being. And it started getting into the kitchen, getting inspired, started eating more whole foods, plant-based diets. And it totally transformed my life, the way I think, the way I feel. And now I'm just, you know, doing my best to inspire others to reclaim their healthier food.
Just hear that energy in your voice. It's
was going to tell people that I saw a video of you. You've done many videos, but I happened to just watch the one on the Sri Lanka cauliflower rice curry thing, which looked fantastic, but you're so much fun to watch.
Thank you.
Very energetic, and you got to love that youth thing, man.
Yeah, and you know, when I say youth, I want to just clarify that raw youth doesn't mean just raw foods. It's really that state of being, that vitality that you feel at any age. So you can have raw youth at any age. It's only a state of mind, and it's also how you feel.
Excellent. I like that. It gives me hope. Because I'm a youthful granny.
That's
yes,
right.
Everyone's a kid at heart, right? It's just bring that out, bring that inner child out, and allowing yourself to play.
Thank you. Well said. Now, let's jump into our topic today, which is coffee alternatives. Because, of course, much as we all love coffee, and even if you're buying organic fair trade, it's still got a negative effect for many people.
Yes, it's super dehydrating, and it's actually acidic to our body. I mean, I think it's a fair balance, right? I think in health, it's all about balance. And having one cup, you know, sometimes it's not really that unhealthy. I think it's just find the balance. But most of the time, people are having more than one cup a day, you know, 2 to 3 times. And they're also adding on top of that dairy and also lots of processed sugars. So it's dehydrating.
Yep.
But no worries. Today, we're going to be talking about some alternatives, things that are actually healthy for you, make you feel good, and actually taste really good. So first thing on our list, we're going to talk about yerba mate. Have you guys heard of that?
Oh, I was addicted to it for like a solid year. And I still have it. I still use it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically, yerba mate is a South American beverage, and it's made by steeping the leaves. It's really high in antioxidants, really great for, you know, enhancing your ability to focus and also great for endurance. I really love it because it helps with digestion. It has a nice, nice, smooth taste to it. It doesn't give you the crash. Kind of helps you control your weight, also supports your cardiovascular health. So there's so many added benefits to that. And it's also better than green tea, actually.
Yeah. Someone told me, and I believed it, I didn't look it up, that yerba mate, the molecular structure of yerba mate was only like one molecule different than caffeine or something to that effect. And it was just enough to make it actually a better tea than a caffeinated, you know, regular tea.
Yeah. Wow. Really amazing. I mean,
I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm sure when you taste it, I think everybody should just go out and try it at least once in your life, so you know how it tastes and you experience it. It's a really nice, just subtle energy shift, and it doesn't make you crash, and it makes you feel elevated.
It does,
and that's readily available in most traditional food stores, natural food stores.
Yeah, it's even at your local Ralph's, Vons. I think nowadays they have it everywhere. Just make sure you go for the organic because you want to avoid any pesticides or herbicides. But yes.
And you find that in the tea section.
Yeah.
Yes, tea section.
Terrific.
And in fact, you can tell Charles, I was going to call you Ralph. Charles is in California because Ralph's
right.
and Vaughn's
yeah,
are all
yeah,
California
exactly.
chains. I was,
yeah.
That's
yes,
funny.
Yes, yes. And the next thing we're going to talk about, I think it's everyone's favorite. Who doesn't like chocolate? Do you guys like chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Nice, nice, nice. So it's cacao powder, and it's really high in theobromine. And cacao powder, theobromine is a feel-good chemicals in your brain, right? That's what's going to give you elevated energies, and also it helps you create more endorphins. So it's a feel-good chemical, and it helps actually stimulate your metabolism, and as well as, you know, control your weight loss, or just, you know, making sure that everything is on point. But I really love it because I put it in my morning smoothies with some bananas or maybe some almond milk, and
nice.
It tastes so good.
Yeah, I actually have a cocoa powder mix that I made for the holidays.
Oh, wow.
That included, and I put maca powder, and it had a little bit of cayenne and some vanilla, all organic, you know, stuff, and some of that really, really high quality cacao powder, mm-hmm. you know, that's like 80, whatever crazy percent.
You feel it right away, though, right?
Oh, it's a nice buzz.
yes. And of course, everything in moderation. I
right.
wouldn't recommend this every single day. And if
no.
you have kids, I wouldn't give them high amounts because,
no.
yeah, it's pretty strong stuff. And some people are very sensitive to it.
Correct.
Yes. So the next alternative, I have three for you. This is the last one.
Okay.
Last, not least, but this is one of my favorites as well. It's green juice. So switching out your coffee instead of dehydrating your body, you hydrate your body with fruits and vegetables. And you're getting plenty of phytonutrients. I don't know about you, but I can't eat a lot of vegetables every single day.
Right.
And when you're getting a cup of green juice,
yeah.
I mean, you're getting pounds of vegetables into this really concentrated, you know, liquid, and it goes straight into your bloodstream, giving you the minerals and vitamins and energy that you crave.
Ooh, I like it. And are you recommending that people make their own green juice, or there are some available in the health food stores? Or
you know, I think the best thing to do is to, yes, make your own. But I know everyone's schedule is a little different, and sometimes when I'm traveling, I don't have time to actually make my own. But if you're not going to make your own, make sure you look up local juiceries and make sure that it's cold pressed, so then there's more active enzymes in there, that it's not been ultra heated, so all the, you know, beneficial
right.
Things in there are still intact. So make sure you either make your own or you get some cold processed. You can get this at your local juiceries.
And I think you're going to be doing a post with all this information on the Green Divas, which we're thrilled about.
Yes.
And so everybody's going to be looking for that. And Charles, I'm looking forward to having you on again to talk about all kinds of different things. And I'll tell you how I do with my cauliflower curry, Sri Lanka. I'm saying it all wrong, but you know what I mean.
Yes, let me know. And everybody can find even more recipes at greendivas.com. And you can find out more about my work at rawyouth.org. And I look forward to talking to you guys all. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks
all
so
right,
much,
Charles.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk
right.
again soon.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.